Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Seguí. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Seguí. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Francona scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Alozic moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Seghi drops the ball. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Luplau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Adcock now playing first base. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Askew reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alozic bunts towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alozic for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Gary Bell now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Seaburn moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles is walked intentionally. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing right field. George Alozic now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Larry Brown. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.